A platoon of state, federal, and academic researchers is loaded down with gear as it descends into a dense ecosystem along a creek northwest of Keosauqua. The team will be here for hours to capture and tag Iowa's only endangered bat, the Indiana bat.
Everybody knows about bats. Many people fear bats, but bats are kind of like snakes. Underlying that fear is a little bit of interest.
Biologist Russ Benedict has been doing this since he was a student 20 years ago.
But to now go to the next step and say we actually need to preserve bats, that is a bit of a push, I think, with the average citizen. There are so many negative stereotypes about bats, and some of those come from movies, especially older movies.
Okay.
This is not a stage set, and these are not actors. Benedict and four of his Central College students all know their way around bats. At three locations, they're erecting poles and draping nets across the stream, sealing it off from the overhanging trees to the water below.
Now, when bats are heavily echolocating, you don't catch them because they know the nets are there. So you're just hoping that bats are blundering along, just flying by memory, flying by eyesight, and that's when we catch them in our nets.
The creek is a flyway for several bat species. It's teeming with insects and pools of water where the bats drink from while in flight. The Indianas are temporary residents, returning here during the warm months to raise their young. Daryl Howell is a state zoologist.
It's a primary requirement for them. If they don't have, especially the maternity roost trees, they're not going to be here. You're likely to see range constriction, loss of the species from the state.
Boy, that's like quicksand, isn't it?
Tonight's primary mission is to snare lactating females, tag them, and attach a radio transmitter so we can track them down in the morning to find out where they're roosting with their babies. The nets are in place. We spray on a fresh coat of mosquito repellent and wait for the bats to emerge after dusk. What is this thing?
This is a bat detector, which allows us to hear their sounds and convert them into something that we can hear with our ears.
Just after 9 p.m., we capture our first bat.
Very good. So what kind of a bat is that?
A red.
Okay. So they make a hissing and that ticking, and that's just designed to scare us away.
While the eastern red is released, we don't have to wait long to net our first Indiana.
With Indianas, what you're looking for is small size, and then, of course, there's our tiny little back feet.
Another Indiana has crashed into the net at full speed, and it takes Melissa Brobst several minutes to untangle it.
There you go. Now he got his whole head out, so I just have to get a wing out, and then he'll be out.
Got him.
And it's a female.
It's a girl.
Yes.
The Indianas have a wingspan of around 8 inches, but weigh only as much as a dime.
Get to shave bats. How many other people in the world get to shave bats?
Now sitting in a lawn chair on the creek bed, Benedict processes the Indianas, measuring, banding, and preparing to glue on a tiny transmitter that will fall off after a few days.
What are you doing? I am going to shave a little patch of skin right in between, or a little patch of hair right between her shoulder blades. Ow, nice shot. Ouch. Every once in a while they get just the right spot. Now, most bats I won't handle without gloves, but Indianas are pretty mild-mannered and don't have an awful lot in the way of chompers.
It has been a successful night with 6 Indianas captured. Tomorrow, we'll return with receivers in hopes of locating their radio transmissions to learn more about their habitat. Reporting from Van Buren County, Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.